now.
You're hearing things.
Oh, no, you're not.
It's actually a tape from
KGJ.
KNG.
Justice.
John.
Hello.
Since our first jingle dubbing session as teenage collectors 36 years ago, I don't think the tapes ever stopped rolling for us more than a few minutes all this time. And some of those tapes include pretty historic dialogue.
That's how I feel.
Well, good. As you celebrate Jam's 30th anniversary, few people have ever heard how wrenching a decision it was for you and Mary Lynn to go out on a limb and start your own business back then. So let's let them listen in to the sounds of a fateful night 3 decades plus 1 day ago. As I recall, you'd been offered the tenuous opportunity to open a Canadian office for your current employer.
Choice A, should I go to Toronto, Canada, and regret it for the rest of my life? Or should I stay in Dallas, Texas, do my own thing right here, thusly suffering great financial consequences but being happy? Your answer will determine what I tell him tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't know how useful my input was, but within 20 minutes, John had made his mind up. Survey said,
I'm going to stay in Dallas, Texas, USA, and kind of fart around.
And John, nobody did it better, especially with all the Mexican food we ate. But seriously, where were you going to put your first office? I recall suggesting a 12-foot neon Jam sign above your apartment on Stevens Village Drive.
If we're going to be tacky, we could.
But you officed there anyway. And remember your first jingle package? It was a little offbeat. Let's see, the
Great Chicken Pluck-Off.
It was, in fact, that very next week you wrote your first jingle. And with a limited budget, actually sang it.
WABC!
Ah, the early days. Remember toward the end of your first month, you called me to tell me about your first session with a client in attendance?
I think I slept through it.
You've had to put up with demanding program directors for years, but really, how was that very first one?
I sit there and try and do a good job on a jingle package. I get chewed out for taking too long.
What?
He really doesn't have any conception that I like to produce jingles.
Look, I know you perfected your response to difficult clients way back then. Happily, I have it on tape. Let's go back to that first session, 30 years ago, when you just had it up to here with the PDs.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Well, look. Foobar.
Actually, the story had a happy ending, and you told me he left totally satisfied. Because you offered him those new innovations, the Jam mix-outs, didn't you? Let's see, you told him he'd get the full version.
Or KFJ. Or Jay-Z. Or Z. Or E.
Well, the rest is history. How you and ML were able to take on the uncertainty of starting up a business from scratch and making it into what it is today, I just don't know.
It's all right. It's our distorted minds.
And although the sound bites you've heard here really were from that threshold period 30 years ago, I wouldn't want anyone to think this interview was anything other than pure fiction.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, okay.
Thanks for taking it in the spirit that was intended.
I've been had.
Well, we're lucky to have had Jam for 30 incredible years, John and Mary Lynn. And hey, I never dreamed that one simple vote I cashed for you to do so back in the early 70s before it all began would have had such impact. Here's wishing you another 30 successful years in the jingle business. And just remember,
while most people tolerate them, some actually like them.